Well, checking sports in Class 3A high school football action Friday night. Atlantic was a winner on their homecoming game in overtime. 19-13 was your final score over the Creston Panthers. Also in Class 3A, Glenwood beat Denison Schleswig 52-17. Harlan was a 55-7 winner over ADM, and winner set down to Carroll 22-19. In Class 2A, it was East Sac County over Southeast Valley 34-27 in overtime. Red Oak was a 20-13 winner over Shenandoah. South Central Calhoun beat Clarinda 35-7 in 2A, and it was Underwood falling to Kemper Catholic. Kemper Catholic 33, Underwood 0. In Class 1A, Manson Northwest Webster beat West Central Valley of Stewart 36-7. It was Van Meter over Eagle Grove 37-0. Ogden beating Madrid 28-21. South Hamilton was an 18-15 winner over Panora Panorama. Also in 1A, AHSTW blanked Trainer 58-0. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 34-1. It was Tri-Center over Adair Casey Guthrie Center 41-0. And in overtime, Logan Magnolia defeated Otobold Arthur BCIG 21-20 in Class 1A. In Class A football action Friday, it was Griswold over Nottoway Valley 48-6. Southeast Warren Downing Riverside 26-7. Southwest Valley was a 21-0 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. And St. Albert beat Earlham 46-7. In Class 8 football, Stanton was a 66-8 winner over Murray. Lennox beat East Union 34-6. Bedford blanked Wayne 28-0. Fremont Mills was a 54-0 winner over Essex. Sydney was a 94-46 winner over Cam. Also in Class A, Exira EHK beat Clarinda Academy 70-38. It was Woodbine over East Mills 42-22. Audubon was a 91-14 winner over River Valley Correctionville. Boyer Valley defeated Glidden Ralston by a score of 42-12 in 8-class football. And in Coon Rapids Baird over Collins Maxwell in a non-district game, 63-14. Arweva beating West Harrison, 73-8. In Class 4A, Ames beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, 55-21. And in Class 3A, I rate that 4A District 3, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert over Des Moines North, 50-13. Urbandale beating Lewis Central, 13-7. In our featured game of the night last night here on KJAN, I mentioned the score already, but the little story behind that, the AHSTW Vikings improved to 5-0 with a big win over Trainer Cardinals, 58-0. The Vikings set the tone from the onset, traveling 74 yards in 9 plays, capped off by a 15-yard touchdown by R.J. Harris. The Vikings took the ball away from Trainer on the second play of their opening drive. And one play later, Harris hooked up with Gabe Pauly for a 31-yard touchdown pass to make it 12-0, and the Vikings never looked back. AHSTW led 52-0 at halftime as Kyle Brennan connected on a 21-yard field goal as time ran out in the first half. Trainer didn't have a first down until late in the first half. Homecoming King R.J. Harris ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 3 more. Gabe Pauly had 2 rushing touchdowns and 1 receiving on the night, and the Vikings improved to 5-0 overall, 3-0 in the district. The Cardinals fall to 2-3 overall and 1-2 in the district. Moving on to college sports now, the Iowa Hawkeyes open the Big Ten race at home tonight against fourth-ranked Penn State. The Hawkeyes must find a way to slow down a Nittany Lion offense that torched them for nearly 600 yards a year ago on a 41-14 pacing. Running back Saquon Barkley leads the Nittany Lion offense that's one of the best in the nation.
You know, he's an outstanding runner, a strong runner, a very fast runner, powerful, 230 pounds they list him at, and also very dangerous in the passing game. So they use him in a multitude of ways, and he's very, very tough to contain, run or pass. We're going to have to really work at it, and it's going to take a great team effort to get that done.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Hawks need to limit Barkley's big plays.
He's going to make some plays on his own because he's not your average back. I mean, he's just a different guy. So, you know, if that happens, it happens. You got to keep playing, you know, get up and keep playing. But what we can't do is just give him stuff that's uncontested. If we do that, I already can tell you what the result's going to be. Easy to predict.
Ferentz says Penn State's Trace McSorley makes the Nittany Lions go.
He's probably representing their football team because as he got better, their team got better. And, you know, it was a little bit of a bumpy road for them early last year. But, when they got into October, they started really clicking and never looked back. I mean, they just had a tremendous season. And I think his development and his growth and comfort out there is a really big part of that.
You can hear the game on KJAN. Our pregame coverage begins this afternoon at 4:30. The kickoff is at 6:30. Also in college football news, Utah is 4-0 after winning its Pac-12 opener. Backup quarterback Troy Williams helped the 23rd-ranked Utes pull out a 30-24 win at Arizona. Starting quarterback Tyler Huntley was 8 of 9 passing for 98 yards and a touchdown before leaving the game with a shoulder injury in the second quarter. Wildcats quarterback Brandon Dawkins was intercepted 3 times and lost a fumble at Utah, with 2:33 remaining. Javelin Guidry brought back a Dawkins interception 14 yards for a touchdown that made it 27-17. And the NCAA has placed Rutgers on 2 years probation and publicly reprimanded and censured the university for failing to monitor its football program over a 5-year period spanning 2011 to 2015. The Division I Committee on Infractions panel ruled Friday that Rutgers did not ensure its football student host group and its drug testing program followed university policy and NCAA rules. The panel also said that former football coach Kyle Flood failed to monitor his operations staff and violated university policy by contacting an instructor to make a special academic arrangement for a student athlete. In NFL news, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans will hear oral arguments on October 2nd in the NFL's bid to reinstate Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension over a domestic abuse case in Ohio. The date clears the way for last year's NFL rushing leader to play Monday night at Arizona and October 1st against the visiting L.A. Rams. A Texas judge last week granted Elliott's request for an injunction that blocked the NFL's suspension. Minnesota Vikings say quarterback Sam Bradford won't play against Tampa Bay because of an ailing left knee. Bradford wasn't at practice Friday after taking in a limited basis Wednesday and Thursday and reporting progress from the week before. Bradford was injured in the season opener and sat out last weekend's game. Seahawks tight end Jimmy Graham is expected to play Sunday against the Titans despite being listed as questionable due to an ankle injury. Graham was a full participant in practice Friday despite injuring his left ankle in last Sunday's win over the 49ers. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.